to give a double share on the end of Issur Enter, different points, different goals, to focus on mainly four questions or four ideas. One, first, what's the goal of the Chaburo? Second, the Chshivus only Halacha B'Klolius. The third point of the difference of Issur V'Heter versus the other Mekzois L'Halacha. And the fourth, the end of Timtum, why need a special Zahiris by Issur V'Heter. First, the goal of the style of the Chaburo is that we learn the Sigis B'Kitzer, then we see the Torah Beit Seifeh, that brings down the Yishreinim, Shulchan Aruch Nei Tzakelim. The goal is to have a test at the end of every Simen Berech, every month. Now, the test is, when you learn Issur V'Heter or any halacha, there's numerous things there. The test is specifically on the daf, meaning the Torah Beit Seifeh, the Shulchan Aruch, with the Taz Shach, Biskei Tshuva, and the Mki Veger. Every time the Chacham has to, the whole pachas know the daf. Now, the gate to Issur V'Heter, the different halakim. First starts off with Malicha, then it goes through Teloyim, then the in the Basel Cholov, then Teruvois, then Macholi Akum, then Hefshe Kalim. The six separate halakim over here to get a what they call the smicha of Issur V'Heter. Now we're starting with Teruvois, that's the heart and the soul of all Issur V'Heter. But Be'ez Hashem, even though we're having a test every month, at the end of every section, we'll have a test of the whole thing. That means a little bit less than a year, we'll have a test of the whole Teruvois, then we'll have the whole test on Basel Cholov, on Malicha. Now, this idea of coming these in Yonim over here will take Erech 2 years. Now, I'm trying to push that we can learn this in one Negev to the Rabbanot. I mean, everyone should, if they can, take the test from the Rabbanot, from the government, after 2 years, we'll be learning all the Simonim Negev to the Rabbanot. I mean, whatever they make you cover, we'll cover everything. Now, whether you can or can't, to take the test in the whole Rabbanot, that means you have to do Chazor 2 years' worth, and you have to do 2 years well. The tests we're giving are on less Chayim, less stuff. And you can still get a smicha from a Berkus. A Berkus signs that smicha, but you have to take all the tests, take all of them, get a smicha if you pass. Now, if I ask a Berkus, what's the getter passing? He says, well, you make a mistake in Issur V'Heter, you know, you made a person eat Issur. So anything less than 100, you know, what's the. They said, but we accept 80s. We just know, but you make a mistake, realize what you did over here. We accept 80s, but the Vikish always, the goal should be to be 100%. Now, we start right now, again, the heart and the soul of Issur V'Heter, we did four plots, and I go up to Daf Kuf. That is mamash the Iker ideas and the concept of Issur V'Heter, of Torah specifically. And that, even though we saw it quickly now, through the whole Zman, Beshem will see it slower, you see the Rishonim, see the Paiskim over here. Now, Be'etzem, to learn these halachas over here, to be a Chesik and a Paskin things, really, you should really learn things a little bit slower, spend more time on the Sugyas. Now, just there seems to be a little bit of a disagreement how to learn halacha. Some chaburas learn it very slowly, and we're doing it at a quick pace. The reason why I think to get to more the crowd over here is that most of us are from Chutz Laretz, and we only spend a couple of years learning, 6-7 years. And we have an option, either our chabura in 6-7 years we cover Shabbos, needed Issur V'Heter brachos, or if you want to do it slower, you'll only call it for one or two of them. So the question is always what to give and what to take. And the decision was made, discussed with different chashuvim, that it's more important learn things quicker and cover more ground and learn things slower and miss out. Mashenkin, let's say you plan to stay for 15, 20 years, in Chanami, that's not the place for you. You should learn things slower, learn things better, get things clearer, more from the sources. Now, I'm sorry? So, some people say it's better to learn things twice quicker, and some say it's better to learn things one time slower. That seems to be a little bit of an argument. That's a good point. In Chanami, that's the argument. Now, Avada, we have to learn from the Sugyo. And the big stage shift, that's the building blocks. That's the Makaris, where everything comes from. So we learn the Sugyas B'Kitzer, the Ikkushan that we need are really brought down in the base stage already. Now, the the idea of why we give tests and give out smicha, just to get to be clear what the goal of the Chabur is, there are 2 reasons why we give out smicha. Well, a person gives out smicha to make Paiskim, to cause Chazara. The other reason to give out smicha is to make Hasmodo. People push them to learn more and learn better. Therefore, there are certain chaburas that are give out a smicha and they push it, you have to make place game. That's not the goal over here. The goal over here of the smicha, very clear, I spoke to Berkut about it, we're trying to make a smogo. That means you have tests that push you, it makes you learn better. And therefore, if the idea is to make a smogo, therefore, based upon this, our test is very different. That means, again, one become a basic, all the tests are in the Gerat, the Nuhalok, Lamaisa, all the raid, all the hak, people going to Petzvechuvah, Chavadasis, and all the raid. Since our goal is to make a smogo, But Burkert says enough just to mechayev the page. Tam Chochem knows the page. Everyone knows the building blocks the page. That's enough. Avada, you want to be a place you get one a second time, you want to be in and well, and you get things very clear. But to know the basics of what to do in your own house, or know the ideas of what to present to Rav Tashayla, that's what we're covering right now. And again, that's why we're to know the raid, we'll speak it out, but the mechayev is, and the point of the chabura and the test and the smicha is to make hasmodo, which everyone here can do. That's very important. Fine, that's Aleph, what the golden style of the Chabur is. Second, is that the Cheshivas of learning Halacha, specifically B'Kolius. In Yeshiva, a lot of people learn Lashon Mezikim. They focus on the style of learning Lomdis, Havana behind it. And then they switch over to the style of learning Halacha. So first, the idea of learning Halacha, the Cheshivas behind it, everyone knows about Kama, Cheshivas of Masechta, and Daf Yizayin is brought down over there. Go to Limna Torah. Torah is great. Why? Shalimun Mevli Dei Maiso. Torah is great because the ikka point of learning is Mevli Dei Maiso. Mevli Dei Maiso. Now, start clarifying, is it more important to learn the Shivishim sectors or learning Halacha? Is the main thing is Torah Mevli Dei Maiso? No, Torah in itself is a very chashuv zach. So everyone says every morning, the Mishnah Peyim, Parag Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, ends off Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why is that so? Says Rambam, Pirsh Mishnayis, and Yad, we're talking about the Torah and the other Rishonim. Why? Because Talmud Mevli Dei Maiso. Talmud Torah is connected Kulam because Mevli Dei Maiso. It sounds like you're learning Noshim Nezikim. That's not Mevli Dei Maiso. It's not connected Kulam. That's what it sounds like. And Betzim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, has in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Beis, and Perek Dalet, and Sefkim, he writes very simple. He writes, someone who learns Kochim and Taris, he writes these words, right? Learns Kochim and Taris, it's not Shokol Keneged Talmud Kulam. It's not worth Tarek Mitzvahs. Only Torah, that's Mevli Maisa, is Keneged Kulam. Then we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, says the Rambam, based upon the Gemara, is Torah Mevli Maisa. That's Dafkin learning Torah, what's, and he writes very clearly, Avada Torah Vei Choshev, it's more than all Mitzvahs. The idea of Keneged Kulam, the idea of Keneged Tarek Mitzvahs, that's Dafkin Talmud Mevli Maisa. That's Zikr. Mishbuah and Zakdomo, Mishbuah, and he writes, even though Kochim Taris is very Choshev, he says, Mekai in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ikka limu tzarech liyas, believe in the Mevi Dei Maisel. Mishbuah Gam, he writes in other places, about Shul Kochim, but the Ikka limu, he says, even though Kochim Taris is very Choshev, but the Ikka limu has to be Torah Mevi Dei Maisel. So the obvious question is, what the yeshiva is doing? Why all the yeshiva is learning Noshim and Zikim, or something like Kochim Taris? What happened to Torah Mevi Dei Maisel? So the Ilm is over and wanted to before in the Stipas letter that asked him this question in kind of Igerso and Chalabes, the first letter. He writes that someone tried to tell him, was writing over there, that the Ikki is Torah to learn Torah. He said, anyone says that, Al Yishkiach Klal. People go around and start saying, no, we do every Torah Lishma, don't listen to them. That's not the Yisoy, the Ikki of Al is Torah, maybe they might so. If you want to look at the Hilchas Talmud Torah, Reish Revolv, it's a Drish over there, it's a Shach over there, the Chayotam, Pesh coming down, the Moshe Shiva about it, and that, that's the Ikki. So yes, so what's the yeshiva's doing in Noshim and Zikim? He says, you know why? Because first you have to learn how to learn. First you have to know how to learn. And the Isim is set as him was to golem yislef doyach hakishon v'yashrus ha'inyin. To develop a mind and to learn how to learn, understand how to learn. How do you do that? Noshim and Zikim is the correct place and the where the yeshivas do it from. Don't say kochim, but Maisi says the main place is to develop and to understand, to analyze, to maybe dover, take dover, to have the talent to understand exactly what you're learning, that's Noshim Nezikim. He says the Maisa, how long should you do it for? He says you finish Shiva Tano. He said, Barak, 5 years afterwards you learn that for. That means like the mirror has a cycle of 5 years. And afterwards he says, once Kva Piska Kishun Kaigin, Vada Chayv Oz Yisiluma Brachas, say the Moid, Vukulum Venido. Once you learn how to learn, then we go backward. Toyv Mayim De Maisa. That means it comes out that first, the Geit Halacha B'Kolius. That is really the goal. And anyone who has a hard time switching to Halacha, it's hard switching a whole different style of learning from Lamdas Navana to more the focusing on Yedias, is Maisa is only, and I stay in the Yeshiva Shiva sectors, that's a B'dievet. That's fine, Echonami, you're going to waste time. Everybody stays in the Yeshiva Shiva sectors, but you stay there after two cycles, what's the point? You're supposed to, the Ikka Toyu Mevde Maisa, Talmud Toyu Keneged Kulam. Therefore, that even though we're learning the Shulchan Aruch over here, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Nesek Kenan, the learning the page of it. But our goal is, of course, again, we're not making Pleiskim, but about bringing down Halach L'Maisel. Therefore, since we're learning to be Halach L'Maisel, it's very important that every person, when they learn the sugyas and they learn the Shulchan Aruch, to have a sefer bizmanazeh that brings them down practically. It means whether you like the Banei Shulchan, or you like the Madanei Shulchan, or you like Rabbi Forrest, the Pesach Halacha, the Art School, the wonderful Sforim, they bring down practically. That means it's advisable, strongly advisable, that once you learn the sugyas and the Halacha on the page, to make it to be Torah, maybe they might say that Talmud Torah connected Kulam. It means you know all the way how to noig in your house and know how to ask a shayla what to go do and understand that this is not just the way behind it or the machlokes, but what exactly a person is supposed to go do. Therefore, a person, you have to realize that they're switching a different style of learning. Until now, you're learning how to learn, yeshiva shmasaktas. Now, when you go to halacha, it's more the ideas, the zikaron that you have, and you expect to already know how to learn. Therefore, when you learn the sugyas and the rishayin and the paiskim quicker, you really should have your mind developed. If not, you should go back to Moshe Mazikin and learn how to learn. Once you learn how to learn, the next stage is, the next level is learning how, the ideas and how to organize halacha and understand that maybe dover may talk dover. Third point. Fine, so again, one thing, the goal of Chabura, second, the Chivus halacha. Third point is the Chilik of Issa Vehater versus other Mekhtodis halacha. Now, Negate halacha, Issa Vehater, Bekholius. Usually, when you get a shayla, a case happens, there are certain halachas that are very clear, but first, you know, Shulchan Aruch, everyone knows what to go do, it's very basic. Most times, when a question happens, it's very mesubach, intertwined with numerous and numerous concepts, the night, and the pot, and the food, and shishim, and the zacharif, and what finds the benyayim, you have to know numerous ideas, numerous concepts. So therefore, number one, sometimes isvet is a little bit harder than other areas in halacha, because it's very intertwined with numerous sugyas will take a long time to know. It's not like Shabbos, you learn your malacha for a week or two, you got this malacha down pat. It's not like brachas, you learn certain areas. Usually, Issa V'Hetter is very intertwined through numerous simanim and numerous questions. That's usually one issue in the Geit Issa V'Hetter. A second issue in the Geit Issa V'Hetter is Psak Halacha L'Maisa. In our Chaim, we have Mishnah Berurah, we usually follow the Mishnah Berurah. It's much more simple. In Issa V'Hetter, unfortunately, we do not have a Mishnah Berurah. We have numerous paiskin. It does not seem to be a clear mahalach ha-paskin. In Paiskim Zmanazeh, that's the second issue to get to Issa V'Hetter, that we seem to be lacking a clear Masorah on numerous cases of Zakhti ha-paskin. A third issue is, the get to Brachos Shabbos, the question usually is what to go do l'chadchila, how to act. The get to Issa V'Hetter is usually b'di'evet, what happened, this already happened. What to do with the pot, what to do with the knife, what to do with the food, what to go do b'di'evet. But the Eved, you usually have to know all the different shitas and how much for the Eved and what the levels are, and not more what to know. Therefore, for these three problems over here, it's all intertwined, and there's no usually clear psak, and the things that are usually negated for the Eved, especially negated to Issa V'Hetter, at least that number one, you have to, it's very important to do Chazara over and over, get things clear. You can't underestimate the chashivus of Chazara. Number two is you have to put your time in. I mean, unless you have photographic memory, time is very important to get to Issa V'Hetter, whether putting your first Seder in the night Seder, putting your first Seder in the Ben Starim, or Cholopach or Shmir Shastarim, that's not even a Shiloh, putting in a full Seder, otherwise there's no way to make a Kinyan on Issa V'Hetter. And third is, when you learn it, you'll get a little bit frustrated if you're doing it slowly, and the questions come up, and everything is intertwined with other things. Give it time. You learn the concept slowly, the numerous concepts. I thought about explaining different concepts right now, I think it's just a waste of time. You'll learn it over a year, year and a half, 2 years, you get different ideas and get different concepts that will be intertwined. Don't worry, we'll get there eventually. People have klisha that that's the beginning, call a schol is cautious, a miyuchat to Issa V'Hetter. Slowly you'll get there. This, the Maisa, we have a new shalomation, the Chabura, to help us out with that. Barry Ginsberg, he'll try to help you out trying to get things clear and concise, and I'll try to help you through the issues over here. The Maisa, don't worry. Slowly but surely, everyone eventually gets there if they put the time in and do chazara. If you don't do those things, fine, that's a chaval asman. You put your time in, eventually you'll get there. Now, the negate to learning Issa V'Hetter, negate to the Rishonim, they're always the Ikku Rishonim, like Kol Tarkulam, the Zerosh, and the Ran, and the Rambam, the Rashi from the Torah. Negate to Issa V'Hetter, there seem to be three other main Rishonim. Number one, there's something called the Torah Sabayis. Just explain who he is. The Torah Sabayis is the Rashbal. Besides the Chedushim he wrote on the Sefta, you also wrote something called Torah Sabayis. In Torah Sabayis, there are really like four names here. There's Torah Sabayis HaAruch, what the Rashi wrote. The Kotzer, he made a Kitzer of Rodi Paskin. Then upon that, the Torah Sabayis HaAruch and the Kotzer, those two, something called the Bedek Abayis. The Bedek Abayis is the Ra'ah, who's come to argue on the Rashba. And upon that, this is Mishmeres Abayis on the Bedek Abayis that's on the Torah Abayis. Mishmeres Abayis written anonymously to come to defend the Rashba against the Bedek Abayis. Now, everyone here knows that the Mishmeres Abayis is really the Rashba defending himself. Now, some Sfarim did not seem to know who this person was. They seem to think he was the Torah Abayis or Mishmeres Abayis because he did not write who he was. But as the Mishmeres Abayis is the Rashba just defending himself against the Ra'ah. So one of the very important Rishon over here that's going to be played a lot out in the Torah Abayis with the Bedek Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis. That's Aleph. Another Rishon very important is Shari Duro. The Shari Duro is written by Rabbi Yitzchok, the Talmud of Rabbi Rutenberg. And numerous Sfarim are really building upon that Isseret Aruch is coming in his style. The Ramah wrote also according to the Seder. He's another Rishon over here. And the third Rishon is very important is the Isseret Aruch. In the old Shon Aruch, the Aleph of Hei, the new ones they open up for you, Isseret Aruch. That's the Rabbeinu Yoino, the Talmud of the Tshuvah Tzedeshim, not the Shari Tshuva. Those are the three main Rishonim over here. Now, in the gear to knowing these Rishonim, if you have more time, it's good to see inside. But anything that's important to know is usually brought down the Beis Yosef. That means usually it's your first time learning Isser Heter. Any important Rishon that we need to know Allah L'maisa is being brought down with the Beis Yosef. You see in the Beis Yosef. If you're at the level or the talent or the time, you have to see things better inside. Of course, basically the Rashba inside, Torah Sabayis inside. Depends on the time that you have over here. Now that's the Geret Rishonim. The Geret Rishonim, the first one that is always the Beis Yosef, and he's very nice for you. He's more like a copy and paste. He's the first Achron. He was born in 1488. The Rishonim switch over from Rishonim to Achronim in 1492 by Gar Svar. That means Beis Yosef is 4 years old when they switch over from Rishonim to Achronim. So he's the first Rishon over here. What he does, if you ever learn Beis Yosef, very simple. He first quotes the Gemara, he quotes Rashi, he quotes the Ikar Rishonim, he comes out with his Maskono, and the Mechaber is built upon Beis Yosef. He's a copy and paste, he's the first Dar Malakit. He overhears Malakit, all things together, sets it up for you, and therefore he has the Mechaber. Therefore, obviously, when you learn how anything, the correct thing is to see the sugyas, and the basic Rishonim brought down the Beis Yosef, and then you have the Shulchan Aruch. So you're having the building blocks how to stand Aluch over here. So first one is the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber. Afterwards is the Ramah. The Ramah first wrote a sefer called Paris Chakas. He also wrote the Darkei Moshe, and then he wrote, building upon those two things over here, he wrote the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. Now the Ramah knew his son would come with Miyuchin Isser Heter. The Behefsim Ruba person can be Mekel. The Kavod Shabbos can be Mekel. At times the Ramah come along to be Mekel. People sometimes have a chlish zadas. You go to Rav and you tell the Rav this is the case. The Rav will tell you it's Hefsim Ruba. You can be Mekel. You feel a little bad. We have some Ruba Mekel. I'm be machmir over here. So first, a very important insight to understand when the Ramah says Hefsim Ruba person can be Mekel. Says the Ramah himself again in the Sefer Torah Chatas in his Akdoma. He writes the form Kisafti Lahokol Hefsim Ruba. I write sometimes to Mekel Hefsim Ruba. You know why? Ki Heter Gomo Libud Hilchaso. Be'ikur, that's the halacha. I'm saying to be machmir other times. I say to be choshev with them. Therefore, he said, "Be'etzim, which is Hefsim Ruba." I'm not saying to be Mekel Hefsim Ruba. I'm saying now let's follow halacha. It's also we've seen in most times. Usually, my colleagues are fighting with Rabbanon, Sof Rabbanon Kula. Why be machmir for? Echnami Hefsim Ruba will be Mekel Sof Rabbanon. We're choshev all the sheetahs we machmir stamazai. That means the idea of Hefsim Ruba klal very important. You say to know it's the Veheter, covered Shabbos, covered Ani, for Aruchim, Kedoyma. Those cases is la halacha. That's how be'ikri paskin. Everything built upon that is a chumra over here. Anything else is a chumra. So find the Geta Chumra, we have the Beis Yosef, we have the Ramah, and then afterwards we have something called the Yamshu Shleimo. And the Yamshu Shleimo wrote on the sectors, but when you yuchad again Issa Veheter, you have something called Aleph Vav Shin. The new Shulchan Aruch to open up called Issa Veheter Shaloi. Issa Veheter Shaloi is the Gois he wrote on the Shari Dura. Now he, Be'ikir, lived at the same time as Ramah. They're both Roshivas, the same Yeshiva. The Ramah passed away. The Yamshu Shleimo took over for 2 years later. Then he passed away. And he also lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef. That means Beis Yosef was much older than them, but he passed away after the Yamshu Shleimo and after Ramah. At least after Ramah. The Ramah lived much younger. That means they all lived at the same time. That's where the Pesach is coming from. That's the Ramah, that's the Beis Yosef, and that's the Yamshu Shleimo over here. Afterwards, we have the Levush, the Drisha, the Bach, the Taz and Shach. The Taz and Shach is what we're going to focus on. That's on the page over here. They also lived at the same time. They both ran away by Tach Batach, by 1648, 1649. The Taz the Maisa is a little bit older. He's 36 years older. Therefore, it seems to be also the derech is that we learn the Taz first over the Shach. Gam the Oilam is in Kasha. The Shach is a coin. The coin should go first. Fine. Or the Maisa Oilam is the Taz first. He wrote it first. He also, his style of the Oilam says over, if you ever read him, he always seems to be going more back in the Torah. They say the reason why he did that for is first he wrote his pirush on the Torah. He saw a shver when he writes Moi v'chom and the shver is the bach. He wrote a pirush in the Torah, came out first. So he copied and pasted it and put it on the Shulchan Aruch. So numerous times he'll be married the same Shan the Torah because really he first tried to write upon the Torah. Now they wrote it down, Tazan Shach wrote again the Shulchan Aruch. In Issa V'Hetzel, there's something in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, or some of them are having a page now, the Shulchan Aruch. They have something called the Tazan Daf Achoin. Over the Daf Achoin. Daf Achoin, he's coming to argue the Shach. He saw the Shach, and he writes against it. And coming with the Shach, he has a Kudosh Achim against the Taz, to argue back against the Taz, and he writes the Kudosh Achim against the Taz. That means they did see each other after they already printed it. They lived at the same time. Again, the Taz was much older than him, and the Shach was much younger. After that, we have over here the crazy placey. We have one of the main achronim is a Minchas Yaakov. If you ever learn Hilchas Nidah, on the page in Hilchas Nidah, Shulchan Aruch, everyone has a Torah Shlomo on the bottom. Torah Shlomo is the same person as a Minchas Yaakov. Then we have a Prima Godim. We have a Chavadas in the back. Chavadas is in the Siva, same person. We have a Chachmas Odom, or a Chashulchan, Yad Yudah, and the Paiskim afterwards. Well, those are the main Svarim and the main players over here in the gate, Issa V'Heter. Fourth point. It seems that there's a special Zahiris. The person needs an Issa V'Heter when you learn it. There's an interesting Gemara in Sof Medaf Mites. The Gemara brings down that Rebbe says that Am Oretz is also for him to eat Basar. Brings an apostate, Zoyf Torah's Bayim of Oif, that anyone was Oistik in Torah, then he has a right to eat Basar. If you're not Oistik in Torah, you have no right to eat Basar. What's the reason? Says the Mashah over there in Daf Mites in Sof Medaf. Because a person does not learn Issa V'Heter, Vadi Koshaboy Lahater Isser. He will make mistakes and eat to matter things. Therefore, if you did not learn Issa V'Heter, you cannot eat Basar. Can you eat Basar? I admire so. Some of us eating Basar before learning Issa V'Heter. Well, you have to say either that we have Masari, you know, the basic halachas from our parents, or we have easier ways, you have kashrus all around, if we just know just by the spadat or the sheris or whatever it is, and we have Reuben. So, not an issue with manazan. But we have a fascinating Gemara that says that Am Oretz cannot eat Basar because you can make mistakes halacha. You never learn halacha. So, you have to learn halacha. You think about it, it's very strange. We never heard that you don't learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, you now speak. You never learn Hilchos Chashuv Mishpat, but you can't open up a store. Oh, you can eat Basar, you can never learn Issa V'Heter. Well, what's the special idea that coming to warn a person that a person has to learn Issa V'Heter? So Pashas says that there's a Pasuk in Shmini. Pasuk is discussed by the case of Shuotzim. Lo yisit tam behem mit meisim bom. Shuotzim should not be metamiyu. He'll make you tamiyu over here. The Gemara Newman Daf Lamites brings down from the Rebbe Shmuel that aveyu metamtemes libo shel adam shnemar lo yisit tamu behem mit meisim bom. Now mit meisim, the kri is mit meisim. It's written with al aleph. The ksiv is that if the tamtem says the Gemara, don't read mit meisim el the tamtem. When you eat shrotzim, the veil from treifis, it can be metamtim the person. We have a special pasuk in the Torah that comes to tell you a concept, the gear when you eat things, comes a chelik of you, and it's metamtim, it stuffs up to the mind, the moyach, and you do not act or have the correct hogus what to go do when you eat things that are treifis over here. One of the main shalas discussed in the idea of metamtim is what is being metamtim? Is it the tevo? The sheretz itself being metamtim, or the issa being metamtim. The marshal, let's say this sheretz is kosher for whatever reason. What's going to be metamtim? Let's say it's more to the eat it, but it's the sheretz. Is it teva metamtim, or the veis being metamtim? So there's a morale in Torah Sol and Perches. It brings down that some people want to say that the idea over here is that the metzias, the teva, the sheretz, that's going to be metamtim you. So Metzias over here. He says, anyone says that, Ein behem mamish. He said, I bring in Chloraya. The Gemara in Yom HaFlamites says, Aveiro metamtemes libo shel adam. The Gemara writes, Loshon Aveiro. Don't say the Sheretz metamtem, the Aveiro metamtem. He says, those who want Taino, the reason why we have Issa V'Heter for, why you can't eat Bas B'Cholov, we can't eat Dam, because those things take and causes bad and hoggers, Midas Achzorius, it's not good for the Teva. So anyone who says that, Maaseh Chashu Shalom Loi Makat. Chashu Shalom did not say such a thing. Avadav, the Yisrael of Yisrael, is the very metamtem. So bring a Chloraya, the Gemara and Chulun, Daf Yud Zayin, discussing when Klal Yisrael went into Yisrael, the first 7 to 14 years. The Pasuk says, Bottom Leim Kol Toiv. You capture the house of God, you see Chazer inside. The Gemara says, you're allowed to eat Chazer. First year they conquer Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat the treifas you find inside the house of a goy. Aish metamtein. Says Maral, must be that the very metamtein, when the Torah is matter, there's no Isra over here. You say Shabbat is what's metamtein the very. Therefore, the Rift of Ein Yankov over there on Yuma says same Yisoy. The Banish Chai is a tshuva about it, says Avad, that's the concept. The Biskurah, they bring down different times, they ask him this question. He says Avad, the concept over here is what's metamtein the very. Atzal Hashani, who's the Maral coming to argue with? Look, the Rambam of Moin Avuchim, when the Rambam and Geretz HaKodesh, they're discussing why Torah asked Isser Eter. They write, because of the time for your life, it could have caused me Zachzarius. And they write, what the Maral is saying, don't say Chas Shalom, has come to argue Pashas on the Rambam and the Rambam. It says, you say, Shabbat is a Teva, the Metzias over here. And therefore, there isn't a Tziv, and the Mesh Chokma, and the Pasuk, on bottom lane called Toiv, they say, my supply cell went into Eretz Yisrael, and they ate Chas over here. He says, the Pasuk says over there, Hisham Lecha, be very careful. It says that Tziv Mesh Chokma, even though it's Mutter, but still, it's Mutamtim, Hisham Lecha. Pasuk says, you're right to eat it. Mutamtim, you're right to eat it. But it's Mitzias, there's a Tev over here. There's an idea, there's a concept over here, that the Machol Sisuas, the Mitzias is Shuotim Chazit Trait, Mice of Mutamtim the person. It says, the Yazan that Shuva about it says that way, it all goes this way. That means we have a basic Machlekis, a fundamental Machlekis. In the idea of Timtum, is it Dafka Navero? Or the concept over here, not the Vero, but the Tevel is Mutam from a person? You could ask a question, Maral said, I bring Chloraya, the Gemara said, Vero Mutam from the person. Has the other Rishonim of Pais can answer this? So, different ways, the Mesil Sharman, Perkut Aleph, he writes that first of all, they say this every Vero is Mutam from a person. Except, Machol Tesuris is worth, comes at the Chilk of the person, it comes inside, it's ingrained into a person. That's even worse. Anyone who's not being machma upon it, the words are mishishin moipachak kadon. Anyone who has brains inside his head is go eat poison and saying mice is not a problem. Mice is circle, so if it's poison, this is over here, the, it comes a chilk of you. He writes, anyone who lacks Isser Hetz is a shaita gomer. Avad is a timtum over here. All of us have a timtum. But machol isurus, it comes a chilk of you, you're putting poison in your mouth. That's worse. As he said, it's even more of a timtum, even worse for you. So it could be that the Chorim is saying that all of it causes a bad tev in a person. But Machol Sirus is even worse. That's Kamamush Achilk of a person. So again, we have one Machlik in Timtum. Negate Isra'et is in the Metzias, is in the Teva, or is in the Averov. Now, the local Meister Wiz is brought down, to make it practical, is that there's a halacha in Yodei in Sim Pei Aleph and Siv Zayin. Sim Pei Aleph is a halacha of Kol Yitzimah Tomei Tomei. Halacha is that, let's say you have a camel. Treif. The milk that comes out of a camel is treif also. Called Yetzimah Tomei Tomei. A person, you now eat a person. This is the right, so we pass it like the Ramo. But the milk that comes out of a person, the Gemara Ksubas and Nafsamak says, the Maisa, that's Mutter. We have a pasuk for it. The milk of a person, the Maisa, the Mutter. That means to eat a person, the right, so eat your skin according to Ramo, the cuticles, the Maisa, is the right, so. The interesting shell, you have to wait 6 hours after you do that. Interesting question. But Maisa, the halach is that the milk coming out is Mutter. Come on, I'm over there and say, Zayin writes, when you have a menekes, a wet nurse, do not give a wet nurse to eat tray food. Why he calls them mazik loy bizik nusay? It's metamping the person. Don't give a wet nurse or a child treif, metamping. Now, why should you not give the wet nurse a Jew to go eat treif? The simple reason is because it's treif. It's also. Come on, the Ramah, the Ramah says, be very careful. Don't give a Jewish wet nurse to go eat treif. You know why? Because the kid who nurses will be metamtein. Don't give her a treif, because he now eat treif. So, in fact, all the Achonim, what's Pshat of the Ramah over here? So the main Malach, different ways of answering it. The main Malach is a Taz and Shach on the page. They come along and say, Be'etzem, the wet nurse is eating treif. You know why? Bekuach nefesh. She has a head to the go eat it. Bekuach nefesh, v'chai ben. Still, in that case, when she's eating it beheter, still did not nurse the child because it's been tamtum the child. Tamtum the child. That's how it's brought down the lochel. Shach is moisif, next if cotton. I, the idea by Isidir Abonon to be mafish a cotton is only a dinder, is not mochil pan bezin. Still, even by Isidir Abonon, it would be metamtim. The Shach says in this Ramah that the timtum is not only by Isidir Isa, even by Isidir Abonon, there's also be a case of timtum. But someone taino, this idea of being mitamtem by istiyabon depends upon the chakiru. If it's a teva, the teva mice is kosher. If it's mitzad an avero, mice mitzad an avero shvay, it's an istiyabon. If it's also, you could tell me it does not depend upon it, but once it's avero, change the mitzias. Kenzai. But someone say maybe it depends upon the shell. If it's a very versatile case of teva over here. Mice, the shach is very clear that issa timtem applies side rabbonim and side derises. One interesting naftamino. The Mishnah Yosef has a letter, he wants a taino, that someone has to wait 6 hours. Boss B'cholov, you know what's 1 minute less. You know, yeshiva, they have a little less than 6 hours. My minute is six. Some will send them 6, 5 and a half. 1 minute. He said, that's the time to. You're waiting 6 hours, didn't you on, you're eating things that are for you in my sister's tray. What's the answer? Anyone waits less than what his Messiah is? My sister, time to believe of a person. Time to believe. I always want taino that if you owe me as a true bad, they said, no. 6 hours, best of all the food is kosher over here. The boss kosher, the chol is kosher. Can eat at the same time. He wants the machal to say that case is different. But how far to take the side of timtum? The shach says even by case of an isidur abonim. The yisim chaim kinyevski in derech sicho. Maisi ate it, so maybe make yourself throw up. So no, once you ate it, you maisi kumim tamtem. You don't have an eitzah, make yourself throw up over here. So again, it could be there's one afkamino in isidur abonim. The price coming down. Timtum is applies even by isidur abonim. A second lechora could be an afkamino is when you eat something b'makom koch nefesh. Again, the words there is that she's eating it as pekoch nefesh to not nurse the child. Why? Because the child be matamtem. What about her? The one does not discuss is she could be matamtem. You could say it depends upon the shiloh. If it's a teva, it's pekoch nefesh. It's a teva over here. Be matamtem. If it's also a very shiboy, you have v'chay behem, should not be matamtem. What? We'll get to that. That's not pekoch nefesh. We'll see. Now, first. The Maisa, come again in the Tziv and the Mashkoch, we're discussing on the Pasuk in Devarim by the case of the Chazer. They're writing over there that even those Pekoch Nefesh, they went to Melchama and they're fighting against Goyim, and they're eating the Chaz in the house of a person, they write, it's Metamtem, Yisham Melcho. They write, even those Pekoch Nefesh, still Metamtem. Now, Kamnetsky and the Mesli Yaakov, Chalkes Yaakov, and all these various Muslims, they come along, they bring down that even though Pekoch Nefesh, the Maisa Metamtem. I started sending the question to Biskurov, and then being down from Shlomo Zalman and Roshan from Chaim Knievsky to say the mice is not metamting. There are two ways you can say why it's not metamting. Either it's not a vero, or you can say etzim is a vero. But the way the Chalkes Yaakov others want to explain is that even though it's a vero and it's not a vero, but it is a teva. But since the teva is you have a mitzvah chaybem, mitzvah magenes, the mitzvah will protect you. That means I bring down for example. By the idea of Irani Dachas to go kill out everybody, why don't people get the meat of Zeris of killing? Says the Rishonim, you know why? Because you have a mitzvah of Irani Dachas to protect you. When it's a tshuva by Shechito, why go do that for? It would teach you the meat of Zeris of killing animals. So you know why? Because you have a mitzvah of Shechito. The mitzvah will protect you. So even if you want to understand the ideas of Tevo, be metamt in the person, but Bekoch Nefesh, you won't say mitzvah againis. Therefore, Chaim says, Nafkamino be the case maybe of a child. Because the child, the nursing over here, is b'etzem, the whole het of koach nefesh is for the mother, he has no other option. The kid, why use this wet nurse? Use another wet nurse. Don't give this wet nurse to no nurse for child. Go use another one. You have a mitzvah mageness, no mitzvah over here. If go switch, go give another wet nurse to no nurse for child. Could be a third nafkamino upon this hakir, if it's a teva, who is the avero, is let's say someone eats something b'oinis. About 15 years ago, I think it happened in Muncie. Kidua, the mice said that a person was selling kosher meat and they found out there was mamash treif. So over there numerous people wrote in different places, is there a timtum when you send mechonash gochel? Is there a timtum when you're an oinus gomer? You're mamash oinus, what do you want? I was sent mechonash gochel, they thought it was correct that way. I'm an oinus, I have no idea about it, what should I go do? So there is a benishchai, the benishchai writes in Rab Palin, Chelik Dalet, the tain is when you send mechonash gochel and you end up eating bugs, eating treif. You know this. There's no eating of temptum. Now you could say it depends. It's not the vero, and it's not patri. It's not the teva, the mice the teva is there. Numas Achoinim point out it's very schwer with what the Rav Palim is saying. Because the child who is nursing from the mother, what do you want from the 1 day old child to go do? Ein lecha einus gadol mizeh, than the kid who is just attached to the mother or their wet nurse to go nurse. And still, the Mechaber come along, Ramos come along and says, it's a metamtem lev of a person. So see, even when you case of an Oinus Pasha before Shramo, the case of Timtum over here, is a mefurshik sam soifin ksuba daf kof. He writes, avade by case of oinish, you're part from the oinish. You're right, but matamte, my symptom over here. And again, the pasha mechur and mefurshik idea that I'm over here. And therefore, anytime you eat things in a treif, and you have to be very careful, isteretter, or in kashrus, be very careful as a yonim. Why? Because even though you're son of kach, or you're an oinish, you do whatever you can, maister could be matamte a person. To make it, and get to what we're learning right now, we're learning more about Sadechas and Beis, about Shishim or Roiv. Let's say something is bought up a Roiv. You have Roiv. One piece of Vela, two pieces of Kosher, all three are pieces of steak. It's bought up a Roiv. So we're learning in the Yodai, some Koftes, could you eat all three of them? One Zachazer, different people. Maisa, people ate it. Pasuk says, Akur Avlatim, says Rashi, go after Roiv. When you go after Roiv, it can be metamtim of a person. Torah says you have a right to go eat it. The person being parish can be metamtim. So you could start claiming again, maybe it's another nafkamino if it's a vero or the idea of the tevel. If it's a vero, Torah says achra ablatis. If it's a tevel, the maisa, someone ate over here, trade the veil over here. So again, they ask the question of nachroinim, is manazer, or Sharmberg, Sharmberg and Chaim Kinevsky, the one taino, one spot to roi, Torah says kizilasadomi. It's not here. Not here. It's not a very one. Come on, the lesser. It's not even here. No Timtim. It's not Sheni. Nashi Koin. And his, I think his great grandfather, Beis Sharm, has a dream about it. He writes, Circle Soy, Yay Treif. Matamtim. Circle Soy, Yay Treif over here. How far I take this idea, we're discussing eating things. Building upon this, they discuss, let's say a person is sick and he needs a blood transfusion, he needs an organ transplant, he needs an eye transplant, a heart transplant. Is there an Indian not to get it from a guy? Meister, go and eat things that are a treif. It's metamtim. The blood is now, and the goof, the mitzis has over here, things that are be'etzim treif over here. So the Chalkas Yaakov has a tshuva about, and he says, be'etzim, you need us for chai behem, you should not be metaktik, because meister, mitzim agenis. Therefore, says, yeah, be oimer, but let's say you have an option using Jewish blood and not Jewish blood, blood transfusion. About the means chasidis to be mafma, get dafker Jewish blood. It's brought down that the punishment of Rav, he was sick, he came to America, went to Manhattan, to Mount Sinai, and he told the doctors, I only want Jewish blood. For whatever reason, some tactical reason, they couldn't get, and they tried to put inside of him Goyish blood. Also, he had a bad reaction, things were going crazy, they pulled up the wires. Maisa, his body would not accept Goyish blood. Wouldn't accept him. Well, he got Jewish blood, got it back. Berach 18 years later, got sick again, went back to Mount Sinai. He tells the doctor, I only want Jewish blood. The doctor said, never heard such a thing. So go check. He opens up his tick from 20 years ago. It's written in the tick. This person can only take Jewish blood. Do not give him Goyish blood. Again, the body will not accept or reject it. That's not kedai. About 30 years ago, the Tankerov, me and my father down by, Zatzal, so he had a, when I was 16, he had a fire in the shul, Javis. They took Matzola, brought him to the hospital, and he said, only one Jewish blood. Only one Jewish blood. That was his idea over here. Why? That's taking good. That's what Tom is about over here. The B.O.M. has a truth about having an organ transplant. What about kidneys? So what you're getting from a guy, your choice getting from a yid for a guy, being down the Gemara Shabbos, that Flam Gimel, that the Kloyus, your etes, the Kloyus gives you the wisdom or the knowledge or it gives you advice. To say the Vad, if your choice get from a yid for a guy, when a guy is a you want to get it from a goy, vada, you should get it from a yid. He said, you can't, vada, you have a chai ben, mitzvah genis, but vada, you get it from a goy. Getting an eye transplant, is a yashkel abdi, is an interesting tshuva. He says, the eye of a goy is a koycha sitrach acher, and therefore it's not shpia upon a person, and I'll close the go after all taibas oil mazeh, and maybe you won't even get up by tchias amesim. Why don't you be oimed as a tshuva against yashkel abdi, says, chas shalom, vada in soy klal, vada, you have mitzvah genis, chai ben. But there are these ideas, a concept that the things that people eat come a part of them, comes in essence. This is what you are. As a metamtim person. And if that happens to go, there are places in the Kurus that if you have an option, it's better to get these transfusions or transplants from you over a guy.
Even if the guy is a kosher match?
What?
Even if the guy is a kosher match? I'm saying we look for the closest match.
No, so that we take the mitzvah genus. But if everything's even, they're coming to say there's a point taking it over a guy. What? The E. Trafis. The idea is the Trafis. The Bayez the Trafis. So again, a wet nurse.
If I'm worse from an absolute Jew.
So there is. Yes. Could be to the also. That's called Nishanela, maybe. It's not clear. Nishanela, they can discuss. What about a Ger? They can discuss. What about a Baal Tshuva? Interesting questions. Now, these are cases saying the iser is metamte. What about something that is mutter for everybody? Is there an inin to be machmer? Is there an inin to be machmer? Something's mutter. For example, there's a Ramon, someone cooked as zayin. At the end, he brings down that he went over to a rav and asked him, is this piece of me kosher? And he said that based upon tzvara, the maaser should be mutter. The Ramon ends off, even though he's saying it's mutter, no reason to ask it, a bal nefesh should be machmer. Even though it's mutter, bal nefesh should be machmer for Shemo. Over there, on the Ramon, come on the nice akin, discuss, but let's say a vat is mutter kol deis, everyone knows. For example, the two cases they're discussing, let's say something's cooked in a klisheni. There's no transfer in time in klisheni, that's before Shemo on Shabbos. Well, let's say there's a case of shishim. We pass it to be a bottle and shishim. Is there a reason to be machmer when something is bottle and shishim? Is there a reason to be machmer something that's a klisheni? Well, no, myself, we pass it to mutter. So it's interesting that it's called shishim. We have a mandium that says mayo. So let's say a case of mayo. I'm not sure everyone's discussing a case of shishim over there. So again, the Issevet Aruch, the Ben Yoino, he brings down on this halacha about the end of Balefshi machmer. So therefore, even the case of shishim, even though technically it's mutter, it's a mitzvah for a person to be machmer when I'm kodesh l'Hashem, and even though things are bottled, shishim mitzvah to be machmer. Mitzvah to be machmer. Come on with Pesach Tshuva, at the end of some Kuf Tezayin, it brings down that the Torah's Oshem is the Taisus Yontif, that's brought down when they sell this mincha, which is the Minchas Yaakov, says, Avada, anyone says to be machmer, is k'moy minus yapikaris. Apikaris. Meister, we have a local, we paskin, local meister, no one should for the chokum over here, we paskin klisheni is not a vashul, we paskin that shishim is bottle, anything that was machme is not because. Best in before Shri Ramon, Shuba that way in Simon Dalit, discussing should a person be machme, he brings down the Yushalmi, that's in the Dorm, it says, Dai l'cho mash osotayra. Anyone was machme, eno elmen matmiyim. It's a pellet to be machme, one of what it says. Therefore, the Paiskim Kuv Dezayin, Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Shchai and Tshuva that way seems to go that way. Weshem Tshuva says that way clearly. We want to by force pass that way in Peskei Locha, Chalkos Ben Yomin. They come along with the Paiskim, but everyone's machmer is not Pekaris. Not Pekaris. There's a minus. Not only that, they bring down a third malach, because the Dak Tshuva brings down the Mei of Sosker. Number one, it might be Mitzvah Machmer, Issevetter. Paiskim say no, Beke, not Pekaris. The Mei of Sosker said not only that, it's a mitzvah to go into the third Shita. It's a mitzvah. It brings it down based upon that there's our klipas over here and tumo mixed with tyro, and once tyro is maturate, therefore the tzitzis of the tusha being inspired from this piece over here, and therefore a person should go eat it, and it's to go eat it. I need to show him exactly what he says. So the maestro, we come along, we have over here that we have a concept over here that it's a to be machmer, you can't be machmer. Machmer, I'll be curious over here. Just in the sign in the inn of Timtum over here, how far I take the concept and to put these things together. No, the most custom of the Rav is being passing based upon something that's a chum, that you a piece of svaro, then smutter. However, banashri machmer. Right, that's the one that something is a based upon svaro. Fine, arguing the makar, maybe yeah, maybe no. But something clear everyone agrees to, you're not precarious over here. There's a pelig tshuva, but some sofer, the way Ramosh explains it, some sofer as a tshuva, that person, a child, was a shaito. The question was to send them to an institution with a serving treif. So some soif is marech, marech, why is it no bayas safinon, he's part of a mitzvah, and then vad is mutter. Mutter. At the end of his tshuva, he says, lemaisi, even though it's mutter, that since he's giving him machol sisurus, it's metantim delay, it's moiloi tevera, and mutter shi yashreita, kol yomov, then not to send him to this institution. What does that mean? Moshe explains what the case was exactly. So be'etzem, right now, he's a shreita, part of all mitzvahs. They can send him to the institution and teach him how to be a person who's a functional human being, who's a mamash, a yid, who's chayv in Torah mitzvahs. You send him to a place to teach him that he won't be a shayt anymore. We'll train him and won't be a shayto. And a person put in this world to Torah mitzvahs. On that, when the Samsung says, Mutter, be metamtein, mutiv shi a shayto kol yomov, and not become a functional human being. You understand what this is saying over here? That means something is mutter. You just shake it right now. You can make it be someone who's mamish a yid. Which one of the tax of the Veltu Torah mitzvahs? No, better to be a shake to mamish. So it comes out, they have to realize over here, the idea of Tumtum is a very scary thing. To be lax in Issevetter and not to know clear, to make mistakes, not just like you made an Aveira over here, get less than 100 over here. Things that can mamish can be Tumtum and be mamish affect a person. Again, the words of Sulasharm, is anyone who's Moy Bekat Kodoy, this case putting poison inside your body, anyone who's lax upon it, they're shayta gomer, who isn't so sharm. As much as you're shayta koyomov, they're not to be a mamash or shayta gomer. That's not a shayni. To be machmer in things, things that are mutter, you're a minos, abikaris. You have to realize, you get two sides over here. Yeah. Because, can we just be machmer? I don't know, I'll be machmer. Abikaris. The Slomos Chaim Yosh Chaim Zonnefeld says, you know, you'll know by your Mr. Rice about Tashkis over here.
No,
right, so you make a mistake, you have to be clear. That's what I'm saying, why you have to be very clear when you're Isavater. You learn Isavater to make, just, you can't be lax either way.
No, but if you're mafia, don't, if you don't know, that's not Abikursus. Kursus is when you do know, you're still not.
You should know. Fine, that's true.
But the
Mai said, the point over here is to be very careful what you're learning. You can just throw things out, also by Yabba Tashkis. Don't know about Tashkis. You should know. You should know things clear, get things correct. Do Chazara, spend time, and over over here. You have two sides over here. To be lax, mitzvah, be machmer, you have a bayah, we should know. You can't just throw things out. Atashkas, minas, abgoises. To be over here, be chaket, all the way around. To eat these things, you have a bayah, timtum. You can be an oinus gomer, and the Ramah sounds like an oinus gomer, mamish, but tamtum labor person. Sounds like you went malcha tevo, or stamtum. That's once you have a very, in the mitzvahs, people know about, the maisim, the tamtum person. We have two sides over here. Maisa, what's Eitza? Daf learning. You have to know. Komish Oisik in Torah, then Vadik Ibosser. If you're not, you have Bayah, maybe you shouldn't Ibosser. And Chanami, stay away from these things over here. Maisa, we have now 2 years, which, again, we're trying to push our smud over here, trying to push the knowledge, the zikaron, the idea over here. Everyone here can do it. That's not a shayla. Everyone here, they learned the Shiva Shiva sentence already. They know how to learn already, else you shouldn't be here. Once you know already how to learn, so you have the koichas over here. Now spend time. Do the next thing. Do toilets. Maybe the day maisel. That's your side over here. That's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, which you say every morning for. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here. We're here for mitzvahs. We're here to do the Ratzon Hashem. Otherwise, what's your shaita? You're not going to do it correctly. What's your shaita? Some say you can make mistakes with tamtem. Better to be a shaita. Better to be. But we should say, we don't put poison in our mouth. Talk with this. We should understand our responsibility. Our chayis, and everybody here can do it over here, and push yourself and take the test every month and take the rabbi note and push and push and push. That's your responsibility, that's your chayis. Tak bizorcho to not make mistakes.
Good.
You've
got one qualification to that person.